So hello and welcome. This is Erica Glessing and you're joining me on The Erica Glessing Show, where you receive 8 minutes of daily inspiration for entrepreneurs. And today, my guest is a lot of fun. I'm pretty sure you'd have to be fun to write the book that she wrote, and it's called 21 Reasons Creativity is Like Sex. So welcome, Courtney Smith Kramer. How are you today?
Hi, Erica. Thank you for having me. I'm very good. I'm doing well, despite Mercury being in retrograde.
Keeps messing with our heads.
Our heads, our technology, our communication. It's wreaking havoc all over the universe.
So what gave you the idea for the book, and tell me a little bit about it?
Yeah, so I've always been sort of the double entendre queen myself, and I was asked to do a presentation about 4 years ago, presenting to an ad club of advertising professionals, and I asked them, what do you want me to talk about? And they said, oh, just talk about anything. And I was like, can you narrow it a little bit?
Said, yeah, how about no, talk about anything?
Talk about anything. And I was like, okay, so I went back and I started to put together a presentation that was about my agency, Pure Matter, and I was presenting it back to my coworkers, and in the middle of it, I stopped and I was like, I'm so bored giving this presentation. I can only imagine what the audience is going to be feeling. I can't give this presentation. I'm dying inside. So I said, I need to come up with something else. And I kind of noodled on it for a couple days. And then one day in the shower, the idea hit me like a lightning bolt. It came out of nowhere, like, whatcha? Oh my gosh, at the time it was 10 reasons creativity is like sex, because of all of these double entendres that we, you know, always been talking about, you know, inside of our agency, like you can do it solo, but it's better with others. And a quickie is nice, but not every time. And I was like, oh my gosh, all of these double entendres completely relate to both creativity and sex. This is such a fun way to present the information and help people understand and realize that everyone is creative. If you're human, you're creative. And it's not a right brain, left brain thing.
Yeah. So, you know, I actually, one time I was on a call and I was teaching, and I remember there was a person on the call who was just really blocked around feeling creative or experience herself as a creative being. And I got a lot there, and there was a lot of like, she was in a very strict family, you know, creativity wasn't rewarded. You know, I mean, there was a lot of stuff that like was around it. And I actually started asking her some questions about, having cells.
Cells, like your cells in your body.
Yeah. Like your DNA.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, you have cells. And she goes, yes. And I go, and do they create every day? Are they always doing something? They're always creating. They're always getting better or sloughing off or getting sick or getting healthy. There's always something going on with your DNA. Mm-hmm. And so I said, could you not be a creative being if you are in essence creativity? Like, how could you not be creative? It was what you just said. It was like, no, you don't get it. Like, you are a create. You have, it's something that every human being has. And so yep. I love that you just came right out with that. It's one of my fundamental beliefs. And part of it is, for me, you know, this is just one of my favorite topics, because people do say to me, oh my gosh, you're so creative.
Right?
So, but right? I think every single person on the planet has this capacity in them. So
oh, absolutely.
Tell me a little bit more about waking up your creativity if you're kind of more of that edge of having challenges experiencing yourself as creative.
Oh, absolutely. Well, I mentioned before that I was in the shower when I had that idea. And that is a great place to start. If you're feeling stuck, there's something about being in the shower that creates a very scientific reaction. I call it the double D's in the shower, which is distraction and dopamine. So when you're in this environment and the white noise of the water is sort of drowning out any sort of focus in your brain, and it's very warm and comfortable in there, then that allows the neurons in your brain to start actually firing and making new connections, and allows you to sort of get out of your head and be thinking in a linear way and start thinking in a very three-dimensional way. And those new connections release dopamine, which is that chemical that's released in your brain to simulate ecstasy, or, you know, that feeling of very calm and happiness and excitement, which then encourages your brain to continue to make those new connections. So if someone is feeling stuck, go take a shower. It's a great way to unleash new ideas.
Well, actually what I'm getting is I really need some of that.
Yes. Yes.
Oh my gosh. It's like, I get so bound down with all the things I'm supposed to do and all the things I have to do and all my deadlines that when do I stop and get to that creativity? Even though I love creativity, it's like when you said that, getting in the shower was like totally was like, oh my gosh, I need to do that more. So, can you go ahead and maybe just tell us a little bit more about what else you do in your background and how you might be able to help my listeners? They're mostly entrepreneurs.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Well, I am a co-founder with my life partner and my business partner, my husband, Brian Kramer. We own Pure Matter, which is a marketing consultancy based in Silicon Valley. And on that side of things, we consult with Fortune 1000 companies and help them figure out what their positioning is and help them create marketing strategies and planning for their campaigns and their business units. But for the entrepreneurs in the room, what we actually do is something very exciting that we just launched called h2hclub.com. And that stands for human to human. It's the Human Marketing Club. And the reason why it's called the Human Marketing Club is about, we've always said in our business that there's no such thing as business to business, B2B or B2C, business to consumer. It's all human to human. It's all H to H. So it's being able to really connect with people and not lose sight of the fact that we are human beings and we need to be able to express empathy to each other. And with the rise of technology, things are becoming so automated, and with artificial intelligence coming, you know, it's starting to have the lines blurred about where humans stop and technology begins. So it's really important to us in H2H Club that we are being very mindful of those empathetic touch points that really help connect us through our communication and through our marketing programs, and then also learn and understand how to use those marketing technologies that we use, like social media and marketing automation software and, you know, any campaign management software. So it's a subscription-based membership site, and we are so excited. Our members are awesome. They're incredible, kind entrepreneurs and small business owners and social media marketers, and we just have a blast in there. We learn together, we grow together.
I'm very interested in that, because the whole bot thing is raising a lot of issues for me with that. And I really do like some automated information. If I want the information, I have to talk to a person. It's like, yep, it's actually okay with me for some of it. Like, some of it's delicious.
Yes.
And some of it is just like so Big Brother, it makes me want to barf. So I'm very curious about this topic, and I know we could talk forever. Unfortunately, all things come to an end and the podcast is ending. But if you'd like to reach Courtney Smith Kramer, I'll definitely include a picture and link to her book on Amazon. And then I'll give you some contact information for her on my website, theericaglessingshow.com. But Courtney, tell us also how we can reach you.
Well, you can come to my blog, which is CourtneySmithKramer.com. You can visit our company website at PureMatter.com, or you can visit the H2H Club at H2HClub.com, or always tweet me at CS Has Arrived.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you.